Blog Talk Radio. Jesus or Yeshua, I will tell them the truth.
upon the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." That's what you're supposed to do, sheep. Keep his commandments. Now, and I'm trying to tell them to you. If you want to know, if I'm not reading them well enough for you, you can read them for yourself. You will find them in Exodus chapter 20 as well as in Deuteronomy. Well, in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, and in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. I am in Exodus chapter 3. I'm reading from chapter 3 through 17. Now, the third verse is, "Thou shalt not take thy name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Don't misuse the name of our Father or curse at his name. Don't do that. The devil does that, and we all know what's going to happen to the son. Listen, that's the devil. He is going to be buried in the lake of fire. He wants to take as many of us with him. So we are going to these Ten Commandments and with him. My phone is just cutting up. But why? I don't know. Remember, the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day, and that's a Saturday, to keep it holy. 6 days I shall labor and do all thy works, but the seventh day, it's the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy man servant, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means made the Sabbath day holy. He made the Sabbath day holy. It's a day of worship, not Monday, not Sunday, the first day of the week. He made Saturday. I hope you see, understand that. You're not, that's one of the reasons why he closed the churches down. I think it's that many of us were going to church on a Sunday. I know I was at one church for more than 21 years. Then I went and joined a Sabbath church a day, open on Saturday. And I was there for maybe 3 years. And then I went to another one about 3 years. And that's where I learned most of what I learned. I love going to the Sunday churches where the preachers will preach. I didn't learn too much. I learned some things, but I learned more in the Seventh-day Adventist church than I left out on my own. I don't belong to any church. Honor the fifth commandment. honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. What do you want to kill for? Stop having abortions. That's a no-no. God gave you that gift. He tell you you can have an abortion. Your own government will lie to you and say that you can have it. But there are rules of the land that we live in. Try to know your rules. And the Ten Commandments are of the United States. They are rules. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Man, married man or married woman, be faithful to your spouse. I'm not saying same-sex marriages. I am not saying that. The Bible does not talk about same-sex marriages. So they should not be recognized in the United States Constitution, but they are. The Eighth Commandment, thou shalt not steal. And stealing is taking something from others that does not belong to you. The Ninth Commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You don't lie on your neighbor. Be happy for your neighbor. And thank God you're able to get the same that your neighbor has. The tenth and final commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covet means envious. Don't be envious of your neighbor's house, nor your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, or his ass, nor anything that is your neighbor's. So you have heard the Ten Commandments here. I just read them to you, and hopefully you will understand that I have read those to you. Now, God's annual feast days for the end of May 31st is the day of Pentecost. That's what I have been told, and I'm reading from a book that is on May the 31st in the gathering of the first fruit and the smaller of the annual festivals, observing 50 days from the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So, May the 31st is what? Paul, oh, you are such great listeners, my children, my sheep. I love you for listening to me. And I hope that you are obedient to our Father's in heaven's word. Now, let me introduce my sheep self. I am Sandra Harris, the host. And happy Tuesday, everyone. I come up on Friday evening at 5 p.m. as well as on Tuesday at 11 a.m. And I tell you the things that I want you to know. I want you to remember to keep the Sabbath day holy where you would have your church if you have it. Nowadays, they have the COVID-19 or it's a pandemic and we don't gather in the churches anymore. So read your Bible. Sit down and read your Bibles as well as listen to me. I will try to my best to tell you the truth. My Father in heaven gave me a dream, told me to feed his sheep. And that's what I am trying to do. I am trying to be obedient to my Father in heaven. Yes, I didn't know that he gave dreams. He gave me a dream. And you can find that in Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, where it says, I will make myself known to them in a vision. I will speak to them in a dream. And that's what my Father, many years ago, he told me to feed his sheep. And being the dummy that I am, I went around asking people who I thought were religious, what did it mean? He said, feed his sheep. I wanted to know that he means feed his people. And I know that I was too afraid to feed his sheep. I was trembling and shaking. He took away that trembling from me. And I am thankful for that. Now, to 2 Samuel, and let's read what it says in verse 17, chapter 17. On the computer, it tells you that I am in 2 Samuel chapter 5, but I have read that to you all. I don't know why not my phone is clicking, so hopefully people are listening to what I am saying and not turning away from me. So that was a big click. Let's read 2 Samuel chapter 17. Moreover, Ahithophel, that's spelled Ahithophel, said unto Absalom, let me now choose out of the 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night, and I will come on him while he is weary and weak and handled, and I will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall see, and I will smite the king only. See, David had at one time a trust in Ahithophel. You can't not trust any some people. And he's saying that he will attack David at night, and his people will flee from him. Let's read verse 3. I will bring back all the people unto you, the man whom thou seekest is as if all returned, so all the people shall be in peace. And the same pleased Absalom well. And the order of and their elders of Israel. Then Absalom called. Now, Hurshel, that's spelled Hurchite, the Archite also, and let him hear likewise that and Herschel, and when Herschel will come to Absalom, Absalom speak unto him, saying, Ahithophel, this Ahithophel has spoken after this manner, shall we do after this saying? After his saying, if not, speak thou. And Hushab said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time. For, said Ahushab, thou knowest thy father exist, may I have fellowship, and his men that be mighty men, and they be accepted. This is another word for enraged in thy minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps, whelps are cubs in the field, and thy father is a man of war and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid in the pit or in some other place, and it will come to pass when some of them may be overthrown at first, and whosoever beareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom, and also that is valiant. Valiant means brave, fearless, among other words, whose heart is as heart of a lion, that utterly melts. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and thy will be with him are valiant men, fearless men, is brave and fearless men. Therefore, I will counsel that all Israel gather unto thee from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sands is in the sea for a multitude, and that thou goest to battle in thy own person. So shall we come upon him in the place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground, and on him and all the men that are with him that are not left, so much as one. Walk over. If he be gotten into the city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it unto the river until there be not one small stone found there. Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel, for the Lord has appointed to depart the good counsel of Ahithophel in that, in the intent that the Lord might bring on Absalom. Then said Hushai to Zadok, the Abiathar, the priest. Let me read verse 15 again for your hearing. You should read better than I. Read it by yourself. Verse 15. Then said Ahushai to Zadok and to the Abiathar, the priest, thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus said our counsel. Now, therefore, send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains for the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people that are with him. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz, that's spelled A-H-I-M-A-A-S, stayed in Rogel, that's spelled E-N-R-O-G-E-L, for the night, not be seen to the city. Let me read verse 17 over. Now, Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed in Enrog, for they might not be seen to come into the city, and a wretch went and stole them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, the lad saw them and told Absalom, and they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, that's spelled B-A-H-U-R-I-M, which had a well in the court where they went. And the women took the speed of cover over the well's mouth and spread it over and spread ground corn thereof. And the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the women's and to the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said to him, they be gone over the brook of water. And when they sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And when it came to pass, they departed, that they came up out of the well and went and told King David and said unto David, arise and pass quickly over the waters, for thus has Ahithophel counseled against you. And David arose, verse 22, and David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over the Jordan by the morning light. There locked not one. There lacked not one of them that saw gone over to Jordan. And let me read verse 22 again. Myself, And David arose and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan. By the morning light, there lacked not one of them that was not gone over to Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass, that means a donkey, and arose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order and hanged himself and died and was buried in the sepulcher of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, that's spelled Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, and he and the men of Israel with him. And Absalom made Amasa, captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Ithram, that's spelled I-T-H-R-A, and Levite, and Israel into Abigail. The daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, that's spelled Zeruiah, Joab's mother. My phone is making so much noise. I have to tolerate it because that's all I have. So Israel and Absalom pitched, that means they set up their tent in the land of Gilead, and it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobai, that's spelled Shobi, the son of Nahash, that's spelled Nahash, of Rabbah, that's spelled Rab, the children of Amnon, and Milchar, that's spelled Machir, the son of Ammiel, that's spelled Ammiel, of Lobar, that's spelled L-O-B-L-O-B-E-B-A-R, the Brazilian Gadonite. That's spelled Brazil, you know. And I is spelled B-A-R-Z-I-L-L-A-I, the Gadonite of Rolam. That's spelled R-O-G-E-L-I-M. Brought bit in balsam, the earthen vessels, and wheat and barley, and flour, and parched corn, and beans, and lentil, and paws. P-U is spelled again. P-U-L-S, that means food and honey and butter in sheep and the cheese of kind. That's the cheese of cow. And David and the people that were with him to eat, and they had the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Now, that ends the reading of chapter 17. What you see, you have already read 17 and 18. I want you to read 18 and 19 if you can. That's what I will pick up this Friday evening. Let me mark where I am leading off at 10. So we will pick it up at chapter 18 come this Friday. And I want you to see, before I give my closing prayer, I want you to see to know that someone was cutting up on my phone. My phone was as if some people were listening and hanging up on me. It was terrible. But nonetheless, I'm doing what my Father in heaven told me to do. And that's what I believe I am to do. I'm trying to be obedient to my and his son who told me to be his feet. And that's what I think I am doing. And I am glad to be obedient to my Father. Let's have a closing word of prayer to my Father. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. And I especially thank you calling me out. It could have been any of us that you have found and told them to think your sheep. And I am so happy that you told this guy out of California, Big Judah. I listen to him all the time on YouTube, and I will tell my clients, my listeners, to listen to him on YouTube as well. Although one of his last sermons said he was going off the air unless our Father had told him something else to tell the people. And of course he has a lot of followers. Different from me, I have a few followers following me, and I thank you, Yeshua, for protecting us from the evil one. Although the evil one constantly bothers me, hurts me, and allows me to make the wrong decision, but no matter what he does to me, Father, keep me in your hand and allow me to follow you and do as you told me to do. Do as you tell me to do. Save our Father, Jesus. I follow Yeshua. Understand that devil, the one that calls Satan. I do not fight you. Do not follow me. Nonetheless, I thank the Lord for allowing me to do what I do. I do it because I want to be obedient to him. Remember, God loves you and self-reliance. If I have to shame myself, because sometimes God says I don't, He cannot hear the word.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road and teach them to love one another that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.